Hey, welcome to today's podcast of
In Case You Missed It.
We're Jason and Tony. If you missed it, today is National UFO Day, and Tony brought us some very interesting UFO facts.
Happy World UFO Day.
Oh, boy, I tell you, man, I've been... Jason, it's like Christmas Day, really.
Oh, yeah.
Something else that flies around that doesn't exist.
Jason and you skeptics, you non-believers out there in the unexplainable.
Yeah, I mean, it's unexplainable because it doesn't happen.
Well, for you skeptics, I have neat UFO facts.
Oh, okay.
That will help us believers better celebrate this holiday.
All right. How I can't wait to hear these.
Okay, well, the first fact is... You know what a UFO is.
Yes.
But did you know an IFO is what you call an identified flying object? Those are things like a frisbee, a baseball, or your wife throwing a lamp at you. That would be an IFO. Did you know that UFOs were first identified in the year... Just kidding. UFOs ain't identified. They're unidentified flying objects. Bet you didn't know that. That's a little UFO.
I didn't know that.
UFO humor there.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Boy, I bet all the UFO people are just...
We're rolling, yeah. I'm telling you. Uh-huh. Did you know that some people call oranges grown in Upper Florida UFOs? Upper Florida oranges.
I didn't know that either. Boy, this is some good information.
Write this down, y'all.
Yeah.
Here's some more.
Oh, boy.
Did you know if you find a bloody Band-Aid in your bacon, that there would be called an unidentified frying object?
Oh, no, my God.
Oh, my UFO buddies are laughing now. Another, this is my last one.
Okay, good. I mean,
UFO.
Uh-huh.
UFO is also a southern word for asking someone if they want to throw a ball with you. UFO. UFO?
Yeah.
UFO with me?
Yeah. Well, there you go. Happy UFO Day. Don't go to the swimming pool. There's a fecal parasite.
It's dookie germs.
I'm about to ruin going to the pool.
And breakfast.
So, if you don't want to hear that.
But we're informing.
Go someplace else.
We're informing people and helping them be aware.
The only reason any of us can go into a swimming pool is because we tell ourselves that the chlorine is killing all the nasty bacteria from other people.
Yeah, the chlorine will make it safe.
That's what you think, but here's what happens when the chlorine doesn't work.
Listen close.
According to the CDC, there is a new fecal parasite. That's a poo parasite.
And a dookie.
Yep. It's causing disease outbreaks all over the country, and it's being spread by people in swimming pools.
Dookie bugs.
Before you get in the swimming pool, maybe you ought to think about cleaning yourself up a little bit.
Get back and do a little touch up.
It's not a bathtub.
Mm-mm.
You can't go in there and dirty.
Well, use some elbow grease when you're in there doing stuff. Get everything.
Yeah,
in.
I mean.
Don't get in the
you
pool.
You got to wash it till it squeaks. But
don't get in the pool
right.
When you got stuff back there.
You can avoid it and still go swimming. Don't let anyone swim if they've had diarrhea. this is from the CDC. I'm not being a joke here.
I don't like swimming.
Tony, this
diarrhea
is not a joking matter. We're talking about fecal parasites here.
Yeah, but diarrhea in a swimming pool because you got those inner trunks inside your lining of your trunks.
Also, the other thing is don't swallow the pool water. Who does that? Who does that anyway?
And it being a fecal parasite.
Yes. Right,
doesn't that mean that we chewed it up once already? Well, that's one tough little parasite, ain't it?
This morning we also had a new picking and grinning for you.
Hope you enjoy it.
I'm picking.
And I'm grinning. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Tony.
What do you call a French guy in sandals?
I don't know. What do you call a French guy in sandals?
Felipe Falafe.
Hey, Hey, Tony, do you know what you give a cannibal that shows up late to dinner?
No, what do you give him, Jason?
A cold shoulder.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the movie Constipation?
The new movie Constipation?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Oh. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the jumper cable that walked into a bar?
No.
Yeah, that jumper cable walked into the bar. Bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't start nothing. Here's Tony and Tony's word of the day.
You don't learn these just anywhere.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Pressure-cheated lumber. Pressure-cheated lumber is the wooden boards cut from trees that were forced to commit adultery. Pressure-cheated lumber.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And now, the best country lyric never written.
Sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I only kissed her twice, and now I caught her lice. I'm itching to break up, but boy, her body's awful nice.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
It's a doggy story.
Aww.
Back on June 27th, a 60-year-old woman named Chris Anderson was hiking in a county park near San Diego with her dog, Georgia. Uh-huh. Georgia's an 8-year-old Shar-Pei mix, and at one point she took off after a rabbit.
Ruh-roh.
Chris searched for hours and drove 35 miles back to the park every day with her daughter looking for Georgia, but they never found Georgia.
Every day, 35 miles.
Park officials finally said, hey, you should give up with all the coyotes in the area. Georgia's...
Shar-Pei probably ain't a real good dog of the wild.
Right. Georgia probably didn't survive, is what they said. Mm-hmm. Well, somehow, Georgia did the 35 miles home on her own. She showed up at Chris's house Monday morning, pushed through a side gate, went in through her doggy door, walked upstairs, and jumped on Chris in the bed. All she had were a few scratches.
The long journey home.
How she made it, yeah.
Sweet is that.
And then there's another one, a guy in Denver, and his name is Roden. He lost his Yorkshire Terrier named Jay back in April of 2011. Uh-huh. Somebody left the front door open. Jay got out, disappeared for, let's see, 2011. So what'd that be now? 8 years?
Gone a long time.
But I guess Roden never gave up looking. Somebody found Jay running loose through Denver recently, took him to a shelter. They scanned him. He had a microchip. And when Roden got the call to pick up Jay, Jay still remembered how to sit, lie down, roll over, and, of course, remembered Roden.
Of course. That is awesome.
That's crazy, man.
Man's best friend. They'll find a way, won't
that's
they?
Pretty cool. To all of this, it is
real good.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Be sure to listen to it over and over and over and over and over again because it pads our stats.
Right, and share it a whole bunch, too,
yeah,
please.
Because that helps our stats, too. And that's really what this whole thing's about.
And our egos.
And our ego. Oh, yeah. Can't forget the ego. Thanks for listening to... In case you missed it.